From Jakarta, here is the Voice of Indonesia with English program. Presenting news, information, and entertainment from Indonesia. You can listen our broadcast and online streaming voanews.id.
Hello listener, how are you today? I hope you are fine and I will accompany you with 60 minutes ahead for today's edition. And we'd like to present some programs started with news, commentary and other soft information as well as entertainment and Indonesian pop song. Listener, we begin our program with news. So stay with us on Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world at frequency shortwave 3325 kHz and website www.vianews.id.
Here is the news. I'm Nuka Kusumawati. First, the headlines. President Joko Widodo said Indonesia's G20 presidency to strengthen global economic cooperation. Minister Prabowo Subianto emphasized to boost defense cooperation with Asian countries. Now, the news in details. Indonesian President Joko Widodo highlighted the country's focus on bolstering cooperation with various global economic actors through the 2022 G20 presidencies. He conveyed the statement while attending the World Economic Forum virtually from the Bogor Presidential Palace, West Java Province on Thursday. He also noted that as the chairman of the 2022 G20, Indonesia is striving to make the intergovernmental forum to serve as a catalyst for inclusive global economic recovery. Meanwhile, the other priority encompasses an environment-friendly energy transition that necessitates technology application and funding provision that are able to encourage economic-based production. Strengthening defense and security cooperation with Asian countries is imminent in building trust, capability, and diplomacy. This was stated by Minister of Defense Prabowo Subianto at the 2022 Defense Ministry Leaders Meeting on Thursday. At the meeting, he urged Indonesian Armed Forces 10E to bolster readiness, professionalism, and security for tackling terrorism, radicalism, separatism, hidden dangers, and natural disaster, as well as for executing the work of humanitarian assistance and Indonesia's mission for world peacekeeping. Hence, the minister noted that some evaluation and improvements such as bureaucratic reform are necessary to conduct across all Ministry of Defense Unit and 10E. Bank Indonesia decided to keep its key rate, or Bank Indonesia 7-day reverse repo rate, unchanged at 3.5% during its meeting of Board of Governors on January 19 to 20, 2022. The central bank also maintained the deposit facility rate at 2.75% and lending facility rate at 4.25%. Bank Indonesia's Governor Peri Warjio noted during a press conference on Thursday that the 2022 inflation rate to still be kept under control in the range of 2-4% in line with aggregate supply that is still sufficient to meet the rising demand in addition to the expectation of controllable inflation, stable exchange rate, and positive responses to the policies to the central bank and government. Let's move it on to the international news. Austria's parliament is due to vote on Thursday on introducing a COVID-19 vaccine mandate for adults, the first of its kind in Europe. The mandate drawn up by the government would apply to all residents of Austria age 18 and over, with exemption for pregnant women, individuals who for medical reason can't be vaccinated, and people who have recovered from a coronavirus infection in the past 6 months. The Austrian government announced a plan for a universal vaccine mandate. At the same time, it imposed a since-lifted lockdown in November and amid concerns that Austria's vaccination rate was comparatively low for Western Europe. As of Wednesday, 71.8% of the population of 8.9 million was considered fully vaccinated. Chinese market regulators issued draft rules on Thursday for connect links between China's interbank and exchange trade bond markets, the latest clarifications in a multi-year push to unify segregated markets. In addition to giving qualified institutions in each market access to securities in the other, China will allow qualified banks to trade exchange bonds through the Connect system or directly open accounts to participate on exchange market. According to a statement issued by the Shanghai and Shenzhen Stock Exchange, the National Interbank Funding Center and Market Depositories. The International Monetary Fund IMF expects to raise its forecast to the COVID-19 pandemic will cost the global economy $12.5 trillion through 2024, the head of the global lender said on Thursday. Managing Director of IMF Kristalina Georgieva told an event hosted by the Financial Times that supply chain disruption, inflation and tighter monetary policy were throwing cold water on the recovery everywhere. She said huge gaps in COVID-19 vaccine rates and the overall widening divergence between rich and poor caused by the pandemic, along with learning losses and increased gender impacts, would cause more protests, tensions and insecurity. Russia's central bank on Thursday proposed banning the use and mining of cryptocurrencies on Russian territory, citing threats to financial stability, citizens' well-being and its monetary policy sovereignty. The move is the latest in a global cryptocurrency crackdown as governments from Asia to the United States worry that privately operated and highly volatile digital currencies could undermine their control of financial and monetary systems. In a report published on Thursday, the central bank said speculative demand primarily determined cryptocurrencies' rapid growth and that they carried characteristic of financial pyramid, warning of potential bubbles in the market, threatening financial stability and citizens. Listener, now let's move on to Diplomatic Corner. On Indonesian Consulate General in Ho Chi Minh City has prepared to facilitate the increasing of educational cooperation to encourage the development of Industry and Technology 4.0 for young generation.
Listener, here is Diplomatic Corner. Human resources improvement has become one of Indonesia's current priorities. The large number of young people population in the context of the demographic bonus must be considered by preparing a productive and creative young generation. This was stated by the Indonesian Consul General in Ho Chi Minh City, Agustaviano Sofian, when meeting with the president of An Giang University, AGU, Associate Professor Dr. Vo Van Thang, and the ranks of the AGU academic community in Long Zhiu Yan, An Giang Province, Vietnam on Tuesday. Meanwhile, Vo Van Thang noted that AGU has collaborated with many universities in other countries, including Indonesia. Several cooperation agreements have been done, among others, with Erlangga University Surabaya and Andalas University Padang, especially in the field of applying technology for agriculture, marine, and the environment. Even the exchange of lecturers and university students between the two countries still continues in spite of the pandemic. In the January until June 2022 period, there are a number of university students from Medan, Indonesia, who are currently participating in the online exchange program at AGU. On this occasion, the Indonesian Consulate General also reported to bridge the collaboration among the government, academia, and companies. Of the 40 Indonesian companies investing in Vietnam, 30 of them are in South Vietnam, which is the working area of the Indonesian Consulate General in Ho Chi Minh City. The Indonesian companies have contributed for the employment for local residents in Vietnam. The Consulate General in Ho Chi Minh City is ready to facilitate lots of opportunities for cooperation between AGU and universities and or universities in Indonesia in the future, particularly in the fields of industry and technology. The cooperation in the field of education will also encourage people-to-people's better contacts between Indonesia and Vietnam. Well, listener, that was Diplomatic Corner, read by Ahmad Faisal.
That was the news. I'm Nuka Kusumawati, Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world. We begin today in history on January 21st, 1924, when Vladimir Lenin passed away. Vladimir Lenin was known as a Russian communist revolutionary, leader of the Bolshevik Party, founder of the Soviet Union, the first prime minister of the Soviet Union, the first de facto state leader of the Soviet Union, and the initiator of Leninism. On August 30, 1918, Lenin was shot 3 times by Fanya Kaplan, another revolutionary who accused him of betraying the Russian Revolution. Despite surviving the shooting, Lenin's health dropped and never recovered. Lenin died on January 21, 1924, after having a stroke 4 times. Moving on to January 21, 1976, when the first commercial flight of the Concorde plane occurred. 2 Concorde supersonic jets serve as commercial routes for the first time. The 2 took off from Heathrow Airport, London, and Orly Airport, France. Concorde was initially developed for a strategic bombing aircraft, Afro Falcon. The commercial flight, operated by British Airways and Air France, began on January 21, 1976, and ended with the final flight on November 26, 2003. We end January 21, 1985, when Borobudur Temple was bombed. The biggest Buddhist temple in Indonesia, the Borobudur Temple in Magelang, Central Java, was bombed by terrorists on January 21, 1985. This was the second jihad terrorist attack in Indonesia, after the Garuda DC-9 Wela hijacked by Jihad Commander in 1981. Due to the bombing, 9 stupas were destroyed. The authorities accused Ibrahim aka Muhammad Jawad aka Krishna as the bombing mastermind.
aku ada di setiap engkau membuka mata. Merindukanmu selalu kurasakan, selalu memelukmu penuh cinta. Itu yang selalu aku inginkan. Kau mampu membuatku tersenyum, dan kau bisa membuat nafasku lebih berarti. Kau jaga selalu hatimu saat jauh dariku. Tunggu aku kembali. Ku mencintaimu selalu, menyayangimu sampai akhir menutup mata. Jaga selalu hatimu.
Well, fellow listener, you've listened to the song and you are still with us on Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world at frequency shortwave 3325 kHz and website www.vnews.id. In today's edition, I'd like to give you another segment, My Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
Agricultural Ministry Head of Public Relations and Information Bureau Kuntoro Boga Andri said the agricultural export performance in 2021 continued having a positive trend. In a written statement on Tuesday, Kuntoro Boga Andri mentioned that during the pandemic, the agricultural sector successfully became the backbone of the Indonesian economy. The agricultural exports in 2021 showed that the agriculture still consistently continues that role. Statistics Indonesia's BPS recorded that Indonesia made $4.24 billion agricultural export transactions. The value increased by 2.86% compared to the previous year with $4.12 billion. Statistics Indonesia recorded the increase was caused by increasing export of medicine herbs, aromatics, and spices. In total, Statistics Indonesia's recorded the 2021 export was 231 $1.54 billion, increasing 41.88% compared to the next year. The known oil and gas export contributed 94.7% or $219.27 billion from the total 2021 export. Agriculture contributed 1.83% export. Statistics Indonesia head Margo Yuwono said the 2021 non-oil and gas export share was mostly contributed by two commodities, namely mineral fuel, fat, as well as animal and vegetables oil. Kuntoro Boga Andri added that the Agriculture Ministry currently is implementing the threefold export movement, or GRATIX, as part of export increasing efforts. GRATIX, that was initiated by Agriculture Minister Sahrul Yassin Limpo, aimed to encourage agricultural export traffic up to 3 or 4 times. This program involves the use of technology, digitalization, research, networking, and cooperation among all from the upstream to the downstream.
Di atas bumi ini ku berpijak, ada jiwa yang tenang di hariku, tak pernah ada duka yang terlintas, ku bahagia. Ingin ku lukis semua hidup ini dengan cinta dan cita yang terindah, masa muda yang tak pernah kan mendung, ku bahagia. Dalam hidup ini ada semua cerita indahku, saat-saat remaja yang terindah tak bisa terulang. Ku ingin nikmati segala jalan yang ada di hadapku, dan bertanamkan cinta tuh kasihku agar bahagia. Di atas bumi ini ku berpijak, ada jiwa yang tenang di hariku, tak pernah ada duka yang terlintas, bahagia.
Berantai virus COVID-19 dengan memakai masker secara benar. Maskerku melindungimu, maskermu melindungiku.
Masku wo chakuyou shite COVID-19 no kansan kakudai wo fusegimashou. Watashi no masku wa anata wo mamoru. Anata no masku wa watashi wo mamotte kureru.
Wa qaw intiqal virus COVID-19 min khilal irtida'il aqni'ah bi shaklin sahih. Qana'i yahmikum wa qana'ukum yahmi.
让正确佩戴口罩，以防止新型冠状病毒肺炎的传播。我的口罩保护你，你的口罩保护我。
Evite la difusión del coronavirus, cortar la cadena de transmisión usando máscaras correctamente. Mi máscara te protege tu máscara me protege.
Welcome to getting over dragging van COVID-19 door een masker te dragen. Mijn masker beschermt u, uw masker beschermt mij.
Empêchons la propagation du coronavirus COVID-19 en portant correctement les masques. Mon masque te protège, ton masque me protège.
Verhindern Sie die Übertragungskette des COVID-19 Virus durch richtiges Tragen von Maske. Meine Maske schützt dich, deine Maske schützt mich.
Prevent the chain of COVID-19 spread by wearing your mask properly. Your mask protect me, my mask will protect you.
You are still with us, Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world at frequency shortwave 3325 kHz and website www.vianews.id. Listeners, then we would like to present next segment, Indonesia Wonder, about tourism and local wisdom of Indonesian people.
If you have an opportunity to visit Lombok, West Nusa Tenggara, one day, you are recommended to taste Lombok's typical culinary, namely Ayam Taliwang. This chicken-based menu has become a popular menu among the people and tourists because having a delicious and spicy taste. In addition to Taliwang chicken, another typical dish of Lombok that you have to try is Ayam Rarang or Rarang chicken. It is not much different from Taliwang chicken. This dish also offers a spicy taste sensation. Rarang is the name of village in East Lombok Regency, West Nusa Tenggara. From the Regency, the chicken Rarang menu was first introduced by Inak Delah. From its texture, indeed, Rarang chicken looks spicy because it is covered with chili sauce and sprinkled with cayenne pepper. Even the chili sauce seems like peeling up that covers the chicken meat. Besides being spicy, the Rarang chicken meat is also tasty and not tough because it uses young free-range chicken. The Rarang chicken is made from village chicken with spices such as big red chili, candle nut, coriander, and pepper. Then all these spices are mashed. Next, the chicken is fried or grilled on a wood-fired stove. After it is well cooked, it is cut into pieces and covered with spices that have been mashed. Don't forget to add lime juice on the top. Rarang chicken is usually served with fried soybean, cucumber, clear vegetables and chicken gizzard, liver, skewered like satay. You can also enjoy this unique dish of Lombok at Rarang chicken food stalls located along the road in Rarang village, East Lombok. Besides in Rarang village, East Lombok, now Rarang chicken can be enjoyed in Mataram, the capital of West Nusa Tenggara. Most restaurants sell Rarang chicken from afternoon until evening. The price per portion is from 45,000 rupiah to 50,000 rupiah.
Membuat aku jatuh cinta lagi. Walau ku tahu kau tak sempurna, takkan membuat aku jauh darimu. Apa adanya, ku kan tetap setia kepadamu. Kasihku kan tetap milikku. Aku sungguh mencintai, sungguh menyayangi setulus hatiku. Walau ku tahu kau tak sempurna, takkan membuat jauh darimu. Apa adanya, ku kan tetap setia kepadamu. Tuhan jagakan dia, dia kekasihku. Kasihku kan tetap milikku. Aku sungguh mencintai, sungguh menyayangi setulus hatiku. Tuhan jagakan dia, dia kekasihku kan tetap milikku.
You've just listened to the third pop song, and for next segment, we'll present to you Miss Eleni. So stay tuned for a listener on Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world.
Utilizing natural materials, a lecturer of the Bandung Institute of Technology, Dr. Mardiyati, innovates bulletproof panels. She created a bulletproof panel in the battleship's modular armor system. As a maritime country, Indonesia needs patrol boat to maintain its defense and security. Usually, in the ship's warehouse, hull, and engine, bulletproof panels are provided to protect patrol boats from fire. Bulletproof models or materials for these products are usually imported from outside. However, through Dr. Mardiyati's innovation, bulletproof panels can be produced in-house and are environmentally friendly. of the natural materials that exist in Indonesia that have been studied, there are Indonesian natural rubber and fibers, such as the hemp plant fiber, which is chosen to be the composite materials for their bulletproof panel. The hemp plant is a shrub-shaped plant. It has many clamps, and the stems are light green to dark green. The product has been tested by product firing at PT Pindad Persero with 7.62 mm munitions at a shooting range of 5 meters. This innovation brought Mardiati to win an award as the best innovator in the Prima Award ITB 2021. Prima ITB is an award in the fields of research, community service, and innovation from LPPM ITB in collaboration with the Office of the Vice Chancellor for Research and Innovation ITB. Indonesian Minister of Defense Prabowo Subianto has visited ITB to witness the innovation of this bulletproof panel. That's Miss Seleni.
Demi cintaku padamu, kemanapun kau kan ku bawa, walaupun harus ku telan lautan bara.
Demi cintaku padamu, ke gurun ku ikut denganmu, biarpun harus berkorban jiwa dan raga. Bulan madu di awan biru, tiada yang mengganggu.
Seribu duka, kita takkan terpisah. Andai dipisah laut dan pantai,
ah!
Still with us, Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world at frequency shortwave 3325 kHz and website www.vianews.id. Listener, next segment would like to give you information about music. For today's edition, we'll present traditional music, so stay tuned, Voice Listener.
Voice of Indonesia.
Listeners, in today's edition of Music Corner, I'm going to present a regional song from West Java entitled Asa Asa, to be sung by Amas S.R. This song narrates about a young man who likes a girl, but he feels indecisive and confused about the right way to approve the girl. Because the girl is not only beautiful, but also polite. Here is the regional song from West Java entitled Asa Asa, sung by Amas S.R.
Asa rewas patepang jeung moyang leungang sok parani dati tukratu jajantung sok araringgis ditampi ku anu geus sok palalaur kaburung benang ku batu parawan kembang padesan amus putih hade masa narik asih dina hilalaki loba pisan muka tadi asa asa ayah rasa dan hanya katewasa ngeda kenana asa asa kita cinta dan hanya katewasa kia buktina asa asa ayah rasa dan hanya katewasa ngeda kenana asa asa kita cinta dan hanya katewasa kia buktina
We'll be right back.
rasa rewas patepangan jeung moncang leungang sok parani dati kumratu jajantu sok ara ringgis ditampi ku anu geus sok palalaur kabur benang ku batu parawanan kembang padesan amus putih hade masa narik asih dirah hilalaki loba pisan nukat tadi asa asa aya rasa dan hanya katewasa ngeda kenana asa asa nika cinta dan hanya kakulisakil buktina asa asa aya rasa dan hanya katewasa ngeda kenana asa asa nika cinta dan hanya kakulisakil buktina asa asa.
Voice of Indonesia.
Bye.
Voice of Indonesia.
Listener, we end our togetherness in English language program broadcasting. Thank you for your attention. And after this English language program broadcasting, we will give another interesting information. So stay tuned with us at Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world at frequency shortwave 3325 kHz and website www.vianews.id. Listener, do not forget to like and comment at Facebook The Voice of Indonesia and Instagram account at voice.of.indonesia or our Twitter account at voiindonesia. And you can also give your criticism and suggestion to our email address voi@vianews.id.